Now notice verse 4. If the bright spot be white in the skin of the flesh, and in sight be not deeper than the skin, and the hair thereof be not turned white, then the priest shall shut up him that hath the plague 7 days. Now there's no haste, you see, in making a judgment. You see, God's slow to anger in his relationship with us. He grants every opportunity to the sinner. God's very patient. The Lord is merciful and gracious, long-suffering, abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means, though, clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children's children unto the third and fourth generation. Friends, that's not in the New Testament. That's in the Old Testament, the book of Exodus. But in the New Testament, Peter says in 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord's not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but he's long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The priest put up this man, and it was leprosy, he thought, but he's patient with him. But the patient is shut up for 7 days. And God has the world shut up in quarantine because, my friend, sin is the disease. And you know, maybe that's the reason God's not going to let man get very far out in his universe. It was rather amusing. They brought men from the moon to see whether they brought any disease down to this earth, as if we don't have enough. But the point is, did we leave any diseases up there? God hasn't let us go very far because we're quarantined. He's concluded all in unbelief that he might have mercy upon all. He shut them up together, is the scripture. God has shut them up together in unbelief. And the scripture's concluded all under sin. And he shut up together. That's what concluded means. And the priest, now, verse 5, shall look on him the seventh day, and behold, if the plague in his sight be at a stay, and the plague spread not in the skin, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days more. You see, after 7 days, the priest makes another inspection. Now, if it's still an element of uncertainty, he permits him to go on. You see, we need to be very careful in making rash judgment of others. You know, it's a serious matter, friends, to make a false charge against another believer. You remember Paul said, against an elder receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. I've made a rule never to let anyone come in and criticize an officer unless the officer's present to hear it. And do you know how many that I've heard in the past 21 years? Just one. We need to be careful. Then we're told here the priest shall look on him again the seventh day. Another seven, you see. Now, if the plague in the skin is not spread in 14 days, but it's improved, it obviously was not leprosy, and the man's pronounced clean. And these were sweet words indeed to be told that. And the man could sing a jubilee song. And the Lord Jesus, you remember, said to the leper, be thou clean. And he can say to the spiritual leper today, the sinner, your sins are forgiven you. And that's the reason he healed down here, friends. He healed physical disease to demonstrate that he's the Savior that can forgive sins. Those scribes there said, who can forgive sins but God? And he says, well, I'm going to say to this man, I'm going to make him walk, this poor impotent man, that you will know that the one who can make him walk can also forgive his sins. That's the important thing after all. Then we're told here that there's the other side of the picture. If the disease is spread in the skin, he'll make another inspection. That's the third inspection. Does God give a man a second chance? Why, he'll give a man 1,000 chances if it takes that, friends. There are those that have made a profession and they went back on it.